I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr has declined to join a bipartisan group of AGs from 47 other states probing whether Facebook stifles competition, mishandles consumer data, boosts the cost of advertising, and limits consumer choice. Facebook was one of Carr's largest corporate donors, giving nearly $13,000 to his 2018 campaign. According to the AJC, his office declined to explain why Georgia is not joining the probe. One of Georgia's largest school districts could owe hundreds of millions of dollars after the state Supreme Court found it stopped making retirement contributions without proper notice. The unanimous decision found that the DeKalb County School District broke its own bylaws requiring a two-year notice before ceasing contributions. A teacher and a school counselor sued the district in 2011, but that suit will likely become a class action covering all affected employees. Well, around 14,000 students in Fulton County will be unable to take an important test as scheduled due to an online outage reported by the vendor. According to a spokesperson, parents were notified that their students would not be able to take the Iowa assessments due to the issue. The test is normally used to decide placement for talented and gifted students. 61 schools reported issues with the online testing platform, leading all scores from tests taken on Monday to be invalidated. Well, advocates for justice in a 73-year-old Georgia lynching argued on Tuesday for the release of grand jury records. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on the hearing held in an Atlanta federal court.
In arguments, neither federal attorneys nor the 12 judges of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals seemed to object to unsealing records of the 1946 Morris Ford lynching case. What is at question is whether or not courts should be free to unseal grand jury records, which are typically held secret. A yes could make a wide range of documented testimony more accessible. Morris Ford activist Tyrone Brooks wants finality from the courts.
So that in the future, that will be a standard in terms of old historical documents, cold case records.
Activists could ask the new Civil Rights Cold Case Commission, created by a law signed by Trump in 2018, for help. But that body still awaits federal funding. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Atlanta.
Atlanta-based hip-hop duo Outkast is the subject of a larger-than-life mural in Atlanta's Little Five Points neighborhood. Since launching their career in the 1990s, Outkast members Big Boy and Andre 3000 have garnered several honors, including six Grammys. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks begin their regular season tomorrow in Detroit. GPB's Taylor Gant has a preview.
The Hawks are entering the year hoping that youth and energy can carry them to the playoffs. Four of the team's projected starters are 22 years of age or younger. One of those starters, 21-year-old Trey Young, recently spoke to Fox Sports.
I'm excited about this season. With all the young guys that came in, all the new guys, the vets that we have, I think it's going to be an exciting season.
The league's most experienced player will come off the bench for Atlanta, 42-year-old Vince Carter, who played his first season in 1998, the same year Young was born. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.